Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Menachos. So today we're going to talk about the Hakomitzas HaMincha Lechel Shiareh O Lahaktir Kumsa L'machar. Someone takes a Kumitzah of a Karban Mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat the Shiareh HaMincha, whatever's left over after you take the Kometz, or to do the Haktara of the Kometz Chutzas Manu, the next day. So Moder Rabbi Yossi B'Zeh Shu Pigel V'Chayiv Nalav Kares. Rabbi Yossi agrees that that's going to be Pigel, and you're going to be Chayiv Kares for such a thing. But if you have in mind that when you do the kmitza that you're going to be makter the lavona chutzas mano, Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul vein bokaris. Rabbi Yossi says that it's pasul, it is not pigle, because and therefore you're not going to be chayiv karis, because the kometz and the lavona are both matirim of the mincha, and having a kavana during the avoda of one matir about doing something with the other matir is not going to be a machsheves pigle. The chamom rim pigle v'chevnel of karis, and the chamom say that we're mechashrin mimatir lematir, that if you have a machshava while handling one matir, a machshava chutzas mano about the other matir, that will still make it pigel. So amulah the chamis et Rabbi Yossi mashna zumen hazevach. After all, it works that way when it comes to zevach, that a machshava during one matir to have the other matir chutzas mano will make it pigel. Why should this be any different? So amulah mashna zevach damu b'sar ve'mur ve'echad. No, because by a zevach, all the ingredients of the zevach, the dam of the zevach, the meat of the zevach, the emurin of the zevach, even though you do different things with them, it's all the same animal, it's all one thing. So even though the dam gets sprinkled on the mizbeach, and the basar gets eaten, and the emurin get burnt on the mizbeach, but nevertheless, it's all the same, and therefore machshava from one will affect the other. Levona in a minamincha, but levona is an added thing. It's not the ikar part of the karban mincha. Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the din of pigel, when it comes to karbanos mincha that are not even kept in the same kli. So particularly when it comes to the shtei halechem that we have on Shavuos and the lechem apanim that we have throughout the year. So shachat shnei kvasim lechel echad min achalos l'machar. Let's say you shachted the two kvasim, the two lambs that you have on Shavuos that are supposed to go along with the shtei halechem, and you have in mind to eat one of the shtei halechem the next day. Chutzas mano. Or hikter shnei vazichen or you burn the two bezichei levona, the two spoonfuls of levona that on the mizbeach, having in mind to eat one of the rows of lechem apanim the next day. That the particular loaf of bread that you had in mind in the shtei lechem to eat the next day, or the particular row of lechem apanim that you had in mind to eat the next day, that's pigle. But vasheni pasul vein bokaris. But the rest of the loaves of bread of the lechem apanim, or the other loaf when it comes to shei lechem, is only going to be pasul. The chamram zevzeh pigle v'chayev lof karis. And the cham say, no, it's all pigle, and you're going to be chayev karis for all of it. Nit me sachas min achalas v'achas min astarim. If one of the shtei halechem, or one row of the lechem apanim became tamei, Rabbi Yehuda omer shneim yetzu l'beis ha-sreifer. Rabbi Yehuda says, all of them should be taken out to be burnt. She'in karban tzibur chaluk, because you cannot split up a karban tzibur. V'cham omrim, ha'tamei b'tumaso v'hatar ye'achel. And the Cham say, no, that which became tamei is tamei, so it's no good, but the tar one can just be eaten. That is not a problem. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. We said that if you have in mind when you do the kmitza to eat the shirayim, or to burn the kometz the next day, so then of course it's going to be pigel. But if you have in mind to be maktir the lavona the next day, so that's not a core part of the karban mincha, then it's a machlokas. So Rabbi Yossi says that does not make it pigel. The Chum say it does make it pigel. And the reason the Chum think it makes it pigel is that just like by a zevach, if you shecht the animal having, or do the zrikas hadam, having in mind that you're going to be maktir the emurim chutzas mano, or that you're going to be ochel the basar chutzas mano, that's enough to make it pigle. So why should the different parts of a mincha be any different? And Rabbi Yossi says, because the emur and the dam and the basar are all part of the same animal, the lavona has nothing to do with the flour. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that when it comes to the shtei halechem and the lechem hapanim, that if you shecht the two sheep that go along with the shtei halechem, having in mind that one of the shtei halechem is going to be chutzas mano, is going to be eaten chutzas mano, or you burn the bezichei lavona, having in mind that one of the rows of lechem hapanim is going to be eaten chutzlis manu. So Rabbi Yossi says only that lechem that you had a machshavas chutzlis manu on is going to be pigel. The rest is going to be pasul. Whereas the Chachamim say no, it's a package deal. The whole thing becomes pigel. And the same is true when it comes to tuma. If one of the loaves of shtei lechem or one of the sidarim of lechem hapanim becomes tameh, Rabbi Yehuda says all of it gets burnt because you can't split things up. And the Chachamim say no, only the tameh ones get burnt and the tar ones you're still going to eat. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.